Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. Here we do it bigger, we do it better, we do it longer, and out of necessity, we'll do it louder than anyone out here. So relax. Here's your host, Hushmo Black.
Like Good Friday. Well, tomorrow's Easter Sunday. We know that, but I'm trying to figure out whether there's a good theory in that the day before Easter. You all know the story of Easter. You Christians. We're gonna get into that this after Easter. Hey, we've got a great show for you this evening. You know, we're going to be from 9 to 11 during daylight savings time. We changed that format to take advantage of a longer daylight hours for some of the conventions that I'm involved in. That's really all over the place, yeah. How many of you Facebook friends out there, how many of you pay attention to people posting to your timeline without your knowledge or your permission? You have to be careful, and I urge everyone to a timeline that they didn't have any thing to do with or didn't know anything about it, no one asked your permission. Sometimes you can get in trouble with posts that other people post to your timeline. And I just urge everybody to be cognizant of what's on their timeline and the posts that show up on them. I got to a mind where someone posted to my timeline without me knowing it and caused somewhat of a stir. And there's a way you can go out there and prevent post to your timeline without your knowledge. But I urge everyone to check that out because it can be could bring some unexpected consequences. Hey, this Easter Sunday, we're going to try to stay away from politics. We're going to let the weekend just, it is a religious weekend. We're going to honor and not get too involved in politics, if you can believe that. How can we go do a show without getting involved in politics? I don't know. We're taking a look at racism and hate in American reality, my second book this evening. We're going to be to take a look at chapter 4, entitled Sarah. We're going to just quote from that. I think we'll do that in the second half of the show. We're not going to get involved, get bogged down with it on the first half, second half. Hey, there's a lot of Braves up at that new stadium, a beautiful facility here yesterday. They moved out of downtown Atlanta, moved to the suburbs, if you will. Should call themselves the Atlanta Braves. I don't know if the city of Atlanta works out some kind of naming rights for them or not. I don't know. They still refer to themselves as the Atlanta Braves. They're actually in Cobb County. Oh, that's a county. They call themselves the Florida County Braves. So I suppose Atlanta fits in both the cap and that both Florida and then that portion of the cap county. But the cab never claimed the naming rights to the Braves. I don't know. Cobb County. I don't know. That's a beautiful facility, though. It's a ballpark. I had a chance to go out and check it out yesterday. I should have got to go to a game. I haven't been to a game. It's outside the facility, and the whole area has been transformed into this destination spot. Well, they just play their race. They are pretty clean on the ball. I believe last week I reported that a Breeders had collapsed 1085 here in Atlanta, rather. Old Interstate 85, in between kind of what I would say North Atlanta and South Atlanta on Interstate 85. That's the main thoroughfare through Atlanta. And, because of that bridge collapsed and the highway is shut down both north and south bound, it's created major traffic problems for the city. Of which, you know, it's hard to describe why one such incident would create nightmares that it has created. Businesses are losing money. Some businesses, especially restaurants, have been hit hard by the traffic problems that those bridges are causing. At first, they said they was going to get those bridges up by Thanksgiving. That was pretty optimistic, most people thought. Then they came back late last week and said, well, no, those bridges back up by June. Whoa. We're talking about the last 2 weeks in April, May, June. Now, that is, you know, that's speed of light when it comes to something like building bridges where you got to let cement structures set up and stuff like that. I'm going to be a little leery if they get the thing up by June. I'm not one for, even though it's causing a lot of headaches and financial harm, I am not for Commission, the same company that originally put the bridges up that collapsed. I'm not in a hurry to get those things done in some speed of light fashion. First of all, I want to make sure it's safe. That's number one. That thing's got to be safe. Now, they say it's going to be back up by June, and I wish them all the luck in the world. Hey, we got a free call in to the Hustle Black for 1-888-5838-14. Free call into the National Black Forum. Where our motto is do it bigger, do it better, do it longer. And out of necessity, sometimes we'll do it louder than anybody out there on Blog Talk. We come to you live and live in color from the ATL every Saturday from 9 to 11 right now. We advocate out here, advocate for social justice on behalf of America's record of things. Not because we don't love everybody, we do love everybody. We just advocate for that group by extension. We advocate for Jack and Wiggins. So I know they need all the advocacy we can get right now from Ross. On fire. The U.S. bombed Syria last week. President Trump bombs in there. I don't know. Somebody said they didn't kill nobody. 60 Tomahawk missiles, 1,000-pound bombs. They dropped another 25,000-pound bomb in Afghanistan. You know, we've got to be careful with all these the escalating conflicts that we're getting ourselves into here. I know we've been at war since, 9/11? 2001, this country's been at war. But we have got to be awfully careful about some of the things that's been going on with the military and this administration in terms of the use of military force. As Easter Sunday, I said Easter weekend, I should say tomorrow is Easter Sunday. It's when, if you're a Christian, you know the story of the rising Christ that happened in here tomorrow, on Easter Sunday, 3 days after the crucifixion. We'll have to celebrate Easter Sunday. It's only 2 more weeks to the month of April. Yeah. This year is moving by. 2 more weeks and a day. April. April's only got 30 days, so it's a short month. Praise you. Sent back to back home burn, Jeff. We've for sports too, Jeff. We're winning it all out here on the Hushmore platform. We do it all out here on the Hushmore platform, Jeff. It's Jackie Robinson Day, by the way, 42. time when I was born, age 12 was segregated. You look at the reason why it was, it just was. Black chick, did not get played major league baseball. But it was a big, big football. Danny Robinson broke the color barrier in baseball. 1947. To allow for some great things, for some great, great African American ball players. All of which were then created in the Aaron, who was on a fast night during the old Braves heroes. He was the biggest of them, 44. 755 career home runs, over 3,000 RBIs, 300 lifetime hits. So let's go on and on and on and on. But what they got come to show. Yeah. Number 44 was truly, Lord of the greatest of eggs, that was true. He's still with us. Hey, Darren's still with us. Bless your old, hey, Hanks. Must be about 85. Bless your trip to South East 24. Charles 12. Hey, Darren's got to be 85. I mean, somewhere like that. What's going on with the weather? Rush Limbaugh say nothing wrong with the weather. All my liberal conspiracy. But this weather, and not just the weather here in Atlanta, it's all over. It's been 70 degrees here, plus, I mean, it's been 80 something degrees up in the last week. I mean, I'm usually warm this time of year. I would think I'm going to get out of the door and get warm and get up at night. I have not seen quite this warm and, you know. I don't know what that customer got to put his short pants in the golf bag. We're going to come out of these long pants and usually golf on. that we got to change up the outfit.
advocated on your behalf. You're listening to the Hushmo Black Forum. Tell your friends about us. Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here in cyberspace.
I had a blackout for about 30 minutes. I was in the dark here. had no idea. Y'all, welcome back to the Hushmo Platform. I was telling y'all, I thought I was to be leery of or to be on the lookout for posts being made to your timeline without your knowledge. Be careful. I got into some trouble, not trouble, but some controversy over a post that was made to my timeline without my knowledge or permission. And you have to watch what your friends post to your timeline without your knowledge, because you can have some real problems with that. If you got a so just be careful and watch and make sure that people don't post to your timeline without your knowledge. And I stress this because it did cause me some problems. Y'all ready for Easter, getting ready to go to sunrise service or whatever? I never forget, I used to enjoy Easter Sunday. For one thing, you used to always get a new suit for Easter. When I was a kid, or new clothes, or new something for Easter. Easter was a big day. I never forget, my older sister bought me a brand new gray suit for Easter one year. Boy, I was crazy about that suit. I thought I was the strongest thing in the world when I put that suit on for Easter. I think it came from Robert Hall, y'all. Y'all remember Robert Hall? If you got you a suit from Robert Hall for Easter, couldn't nobody tell you nothing if you messed around and got you a suit from Robert Hall for Easter. Shit. I had a great suit and a pink shirt. And I thought it was the same thing in the world, y'all. Yeah. It was. Pretty clean thing, but I should always be pretty clean. Remember that. I don't even know if people are dressed up for Easter anymore. I don't even believe that's not pretty good. It was pretty decent. Ladies shooting 16, 17, 18, 19, up. Ladies golfing. Same thing from the men's team, but you know, that's a serious golf, yeah. Pennsylvania. That's a big swing. One of my professors up at the infamous college want me to embark on this online BA course. I don't know. I got an associate's degree. Man, but I don't know. Other than that, I need to I'll check it out. I might check it out and see what the choice of what all the I gotta deal with. We'll have to see. One thing for sure is we serious NBA playoffs going on here. Cleveland was fortunate to get past Indiana today. I think they beat him by 1 point, 109, 108, but they could have very easily have lost that game and should have. So the Hawks have really got to Thank you. What is the NFL draft? Anybody know? Sometime in April, I'm not sure when, but I'm thinking if I'm Cleveland, if I'm the Browns got five, they're gonna fix it out of the first 65 picks, I believe. Now, if I'm them, I'm trading with whoever this. Let's go out and take a look in the field. We're gonna do some calculations here. I would trade all of my picks to the number two pick. I would do, if I'm the Browns, trade Thank you. let's see what it was. Now I want to see. What do you mean it's safest? I can't get NFL draft. That's a simple thing. I need to go to Google and see. Sometimes you have to Google stuff. Well, here we go. We got first round. The Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers. Oh, shit. The 49ers are a lot of stuff. They were traded in for. It'll be a tough trade. Even got two of the first 12 picks just to come away with some dynamite talent for you. So, I don't know, y'all. We should trade up, but San Francisco, we got so many needs. Hey, y'all. We're coming down the cases here on the Hushmo Back Forum for this April 15th Easter Saturday. We've been kind of just leaving politics alone with you. We're trying to just let the holiday spirit take over this evening. We're not gonna make some minos. Not some minos. Yeah. We're going to be back into it next week for the politics of today. Till then, y'all have a good Easter. Pray for peace. We'll be right back here next week, same time, 4:22. And there's 11, y'all, on the Hushmill platform. We're going to be back in 2 hours. Next week, this week we kind of took a night off from politics. Next week we're going to be back at it, no doubt. We are leaving with
www.blogtalkradio.com.